Hello.
How the heck are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm so good. I have something I wanted to show you.
Okay, I'm excited.
Do you remember when you and Christina and I used to play school?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So I was looking through a bunch of crap at my parents' house. Fuji, stop! You're clean, I promise. Sorry. I found this. It's apparently my Miss Casey's folder. So I just wanted you to take a look at that.
Miss Casey's folder.
It says top secret.
Don't look. Oh, it's... Our two students, it looks like, are DJ and Foxy Cleopatra.
So I think Christina was Foxy Cleopatra. Were you DJ?
I must have been DJ.
Why was your name DJ?
I don't know.
And check out the center. So in this folder, I have their grades, right?
Yeah. Well, in my case, it's DJ's grads.
In the center, I have assigned days for who's the teacher's pet.
DJ Monday, DJ Tuesday, Foxy Wednesday, Foxy Thursday, Foxy Friday.
And there you go.
She got 3 days. I only got two.
How is that? Why would I assign teacher's pet? Anyway, I saw that and I laughed so hard. I had to show it to you.
That is so funny.
So our mutual BFF, Christina, who lives in another country, I'm going to send that to her.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm going to put a stamp on it and mail it over the sea.
Address it to Foxy Cleopatra.
Oh my God. I don't think it would get past customs. It'd be like, who is this bitch? I love how there's like a picture of a... like a stick figure head, right? A girl head with hair, but the tongue is sticking out, and the tongue has a smiley face on it, right? The eyes are X's, and then there's a big circle around the whole thing with an X through it.
So weird.
So isn't that like a double negative?
I don't know. I think she's dead.
But then there's an X through it saying...
So she's alive.
Yeah. So there's this one... scene in The Office, because I'm going to talk about The Office every episode, apparently, where Michael is talking about how he doesn't want people to make fun of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes on this whiteboard and he says, don't. And then he does an X through it, like the line through it. And they're like, wait, don't make fun of people. So then he draws a even bigger circle around that and then draws an X through the whole thing. And he's like, I can't make it any clearer than that. That's what that reminds me of.
I love it.
And I love that the tongue is smiling.
That is weird.
Also, every single letter has a smiley face on this.
Yeah.
Even on the back. How am I a teacher? And I love that I spelled grades wrong.
I love that my grades are, like, average and Cleopatra's are really good.
A plus. A minus. C. A plus. A plus. Christina, all A pluses and one A minus. And she has more grades.
Yeah, she has more grads than me.
She's got two more. I don't even think this is my handwriting, to be completely honest.
Really?
This might be Christina's. Because, like, I don't draw A's like that. I do, like, those annoying A's with, like, a top hat almost.
Yeah, me too.
Christina might have written this. Why would she? Because she was my teacher's pet?
Maybe. That's a mystery for another episode.
Whenever I send this to Foxy Cleopatra, she's going to let us know. Anyway, welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
To our, Fearsome Friday. Happy freaking Friday.
Happy Friday.
For you, dear listener. It is Saturday for us, but still a great
day. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a lemonade Truly, which is lemonade hard seltzer.
And it's just the lemon lemonade.
Yes.
Lemonade. I love their new lemonade collection.
It's so good.
So good.
Can't even taste the alcohol.
Which is good. And it's only 100 calories.
Oh my god.
I am finishing up my box wine.
Yum.
From last episode.
Is it going to give you a headache?
I don't think so. I think I've learned, I drink a lot of boxed wine during quarantine. Like a lot.
What else is there to do?
And I think this brand, whatever brand this is pretty good. I do find if I drink more than 3 cups, which I probably shouldn't, mm-hmm. should probably not do that. if I just take some, like, Tylenol or whatever, uh-huh. ibuprofen before bed, and as soon as I wake up, crack it open.
I was trying to be quiet.
You're fine. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as I, like, am prepared.
If I drink water, I'm always fine.
Yeah.
Which I should do.
Yeah, let me drink some water. Water break! Hey, your water bottle sounds like a dying orca.
I like to make dolphin noises.
All right, well, welcome back.
Welcome
to Unholy Gossip Girls.
That's us.
Two girls gossiping about all there is that is unholy in this world.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I am one of your hosts, KC.
I am the other one of your hosts, Faye.
And we are just so happy that you have chosen to listen once again.
Yeah.
Ready to get fucked up?
Yeah.
Okay. It is my turn to tell a story.
I cannot wait.
Cheers.
Clink.
Clink. Okay. I am going to tell you this story of this gentleman called, and I'm going to butcher his name, but only this one time.
Okay.
I say Sagawa,
ooh.
Also known as Peng. So I'm going to refer to him as Peng
okay.
for the rest of this story. Okay, so Peng was born in Kobe, Hyogo, Prefecture, Japan.
Ooh.
I could have just said Japan, but I wanted to butcher things, because why not? He was born to wealthy parents. He was born prematurely, and he was so small, he could fit in the palm of your hand.
Aww.
That's so creepy.
Little palm baby.
Super creepy. He immediately developed an enteritis, a disease of the small intestine.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
Poor Pang.
He's an asshole.
Oh.
So, fuck him. He deserved it. Just kidding, a baby doesn't deserve that. All right, so, if you have not heard of this man, he is a cannibal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's a pretty famous cannibal, even though, and we'll get to this, spoiler alert, he's only cannibalized one woman.
However, oh, just one, it's fine.
Just one. However, he is famous because of what happened after.
I think I have heard of him.
Have you?
I don't know the deets, though.
I'm about to tell you the deets.
I can't wait.
Okay, so Peng first experienced cannibalistic desires while in the first grade. After seeing one of his, other students' male thigh. Yeah.
Weird.
And in a 2011 interview with Vice, he reported that in his youth, he partook in bestiality with his dog.
Gross. Evil.
Experienced cannibalistic desires for women. So the first time he realized he wanted to eat somebody was one of his friend's thighs.
Creepy.
But then he realized it was more of a fetish, a sexual fetish for him, strictly towards women.
That's really weird.
Yes. At age 24 in Tokyo, Peng followed a tall German woman home, then broke into her apartment while she was sleeping, and he intended to cannibalize her by slicing off part of her buttock. and sneaking away with a small part of her flesh. But she awoke and pushed him to the ground.
Good for her.
He was captured by police and charged with attempted rape. Because why else would a creepy guy break into your house?
Yeah.
And not kill you?
That makes sense.
So, that was in... I don't know. Oh, okay. So, 4 years later, in 1977, at age 27, Peng moved to France in pursuit of a PhD in literature in a school in Paris.
Ooh, smart literature. Boy.
He has said that while residing in Paris, almost every night I would bring a prostitute home and then try to shoot them.
Oh my God.
But for some reason, my fingers froze up and I could not pull the trigger.
And they didn't, like, report him?
I guess not. That's weird, right?
That is weird.
Like, I don't know how... Maybe he did it, like, behind... I don't know. Or maybe he drugged him? I don't know.
It's really weird.
I clearly did not research that part well enough. Okay. All right. So, here, that was the background. This is the section called When Shit Gets Real. I need another drink.
Me too.
Okay. All right. So, 5 years later, at age 32, he invited his classmate and friend, Renee Hartfelt, to dinner at his apartment under the pretext of translating poetry for a school assignment. He planned to kill and eat her, having selected her for her health and beauty. Characteristics.
Can't eat an ugly girl.
Yeah, characteristics he felt he lacked. So not only did he view cannibalism as like a sexual fetish,
mm-hmm.
but he considered it a way to like absorb a person's energy.
Creepy.
For example, he viewed himself as weak, ugly, and small because he was only 4'9", right?
Yeah.
But he wanted to absorb this woman's energy because she was young and beautiful and 5'10".
Ooh.
So, he thought it would help him live a better life. I have no idea.
What a creepo.
So, after she arrived, she began reading poetry at a desk with her back to him, and he shot her in the neck with a rifle. Peng said he fainted afterwards from the shock of it.
Oh my God.
But after he woke up, he almost called 911, but then realized, like, oh shit, this is what you've been waiting for your whole life. Like, this is the moment. So he realized he had to carry out his plan.
Oh my God.
So, ideally, he wanted to eat living flesh,
mm-hmm.
and he admits this later in several interviews, but it was impossible. The only way he could figure it out was to kill somebody.
That makes sense.
I mean, sure. So, here is a few quotes from him. The first thing I did was cut into her buttock. No matter how deep I cut, all I saw was the fat beneath the skin. It looked like corn. And it took a while to actually reach the red meat. The moment I saw meat, I tore a chunk off with my fingers and threw it into my mouth. It was truly a historical moment for me.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Historical?
Yes.
Gross.
Ultimately, he said his only regret was that he hadn't eaten her while she was still alive. And then, quote, "What I truly wished was to eat her living flesh," he said. "Nobody believes me, but my ultimate intention was to eat her, not kill her."
My God.
Yeah.
Kind of have to kill someone if you eat them.
Yeah. So, before he started cutting into her, of course, he raped her corpse.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but whenever they say he had sex with a, like, it says here, even in my notes, he had sex with a corpse. You can't have sex with a corpse.
Yeah, they don't consent.
That is rape.
Yeah, gross. So,
he raped her corpse, and he tried to bite directly into her skin, but his teeth weren't sharp enough. So that's whenever he started carving into her buttock.
Buttock.
With a butcher knife. Oh, he had to leave his apartment to buy a butcher knife. He was not prepared.
He was ill-prepared for this cannibalism.
So, sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. This is really gross. This is nervous laughter. Pang ate various parts of her body, eating most of her breasts and face, saving other parts in his refrigerator, and he took photographs of her at each stage of eating.
Ew.
Yeah.
What a weird collector.
Yeah. So, 2 days after killing Hartville, Pang disposed of what remained of her body. He had eaten and frozen most of her pelvic region, so he put her legs, torso, and head into 2 suitcases and got into a cab.
Like you do.
Like you do. The taxi dropped him off at the, Boys Day Boulogne Park. Didn't sound too bad. which had a scheduled lake, secluded. God. Which had a scheduled lake inside of it. He had planned to drop the suitcases in it unnoticed, though several people noticed the suitcases were dripping blood and notified the police.
What a dummy.
For real. All right. When he was caught, he was carrying the 2 suitcases, and they obviously contained the dismembered body parts of poor Renee Hartfelt.
So sad.
Right, so, Pang's wealthy father provided a lawyer for his defense, and after being held for 2 years awaiting trial, Pang was found legally insane and unfit to stand trial by the French judge, because this happened in France, and they ordered him to be held indefinitely in a mental institution. After a visit by an author, that I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, because it's looks like gibberish to me. Pang accounts of his kills, and it was published in Japan under the book title In the Fog.
Ooh.
So, if you want to read about it, go do that. Pang's subsequent publicity and macabre celebrity Anyway, Pang was publicized for this, and he became, like, a weird, creepy celebrity with, like, weird, creepy people, and the French authorities decided to deport him to Japan, because they were like, get this fucker out of here.
I would do that, too. I don't want no cannibal living in my country.
Yeah. So, he was in a mental institution in France, and he was transported to a mental institution in Japan. However, the psychologist in Japan declared him sane.
What?
Yep. And they found that sexual perversion was his sole motivation for murder. That he was not a threat. That he's just...
It's still murder.
Got some creepy sexual fetishes.
But wouldn't he be likely to do it again?
You would think.
Yeah.
Because charges in France had been dropped, because they sent him over, the French court documents were sealed and were not released to Japan authorities. Consequently, Pang could not be legally detained in Japan, so he checked himself out.
Oh my god. Just ate a person, see you guys later.
So he checked himself out in 1986 and remains free to this day.
Oh my god.
Yes.
How has he not been, like, murdered by some random person?
I don't know. And he's so creepy. He's been in a ton of documentaries. He's written so many books about himself.
Oh my god.
He's published books about, like, drawings that he's done that are, like, creepy, sexy drawings.
Ew.
He's just so weird.
I hate him already.
So, I have some interesting quotes.
I'm ready.
Okay. The desire... Oh, these are from Ping.
Okay.
If you couldn't tell. All right. The desire to eat people becomes so intense around June when women start wearing less and showing more skin. Just today, I saw a girl with a really nice derriere on my way to the train station. When I see things like that, I think about wanting to eat someone again before I die. Okay? What I'm saying is, I can't bear the thought of leaving this life without ever tasting that derriere that I saw this morning, or her thighs. I want to eat them again while I'm alive, so that I can at least be satisfied when I die.
Ew.
Yep.
I'm never wearing a dress again. I'm gonna wear pants everywhere in case cannibals are around.
I know. So creepy. All right, so, my last little part is kind of like a catch-up of what he's been up to
then. I've been wondering.
Yeah, because he was, checked himself out in 1986, right? In 1992...
The year I was born.
Me too! He appeared in a, sado-exploitation film, which translates to unfaithful wife, shameful torture, and it's a sadosexual voyeur film.
So that sounds gross.
Cool. And like I said, he's written tons of books about the murder and that he's a cannibal, and he's been in other... He's so creepy. Anyway, in 2005, Pang's parents died, and he was not allowed to attend their funeral.
Because he would have eaten them?
I don't know. But I mean, everybody hates him. In an interview with Vice magazine in 2011, he said that being forced to make a living while being a known murderer and cannibal was a terrible punishment.
What a horrible punishment for that cannibal and murderer.
Poor me. Everyone hates me because I killed and ate that woman. Oh my god.
Just one woman.
Anyway, in 2013, he was hospitalized from a cerebral infarction, which permanently damaged his nervous system, and he's been under the full-time care of his brother ever since.
His brother should kill him.
Really quickly, my sources for this were Wikipedia. I don't know if I said that in the first episode.
No, I didn't either.
Oh.
But I have them written down. I'll send them to you. You can put it in the description.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. We'll put our sources in the description. But also, since I have it up, my other sources was an article on allthatsinteresting.com by Katie Serena.
Ooh.
Yes. That had a lot of my quotes, was Katie. Anyway, that's it.
What a creepy story.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
I wonder what human tastes like.
It's gotta be gross.
It's gotta be. Why would you start with the butt?
Yeah, ew.
Like, I mean, because even whenever you're, like, slicing up a pig, you don't just eat the fat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you start with the fattest part on a woman's body, probably?
That's gross.
On anybody's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
I would never want to eat people.
I don't think I would either. I don't even like eating foods that have the bones still in.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just, like, reminds me too much that it was a living thing.
I don't even eat meat, so of course I wouldn't eat people.
So creepy.
It's very gross.
I wonder if he felt like that he actually did absorb her energy.
But if he grew really tall?
Oh my god.
It works! Then everyone would be cannibalizing.
Oh my god.
I'm wondering how, like, the girl's family, Mm-hmm. Or, like, if I was them, I would fly to Japan, wait for some little manlet to walk by, and just murder him.
Yeah.
Can't be hard to see if he's 4 foot whatever.
4 foot ten, I think. 4 foot seven, something short.
Something really little.
That is really short.
Yeah.
Was it that girl we went to high school with? Wasn't she 4 foot something?
I think so. She was tiny. But, so, yeah, you'd see that, like, a tiny manlet walk by, and that's him!
Yeah.
He's dead. So creepy.
I don't know how he's and, like, I hate that. He's like, oh, being a known murderer. And, like, he worked his ass off to become this pseudo-celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, he did those interviews. He wrote books. He did weird documentaries. Like, he purposely did that, and then he's like, it's hard to find a job. Like, well, no shit. Ate a person.
It's gotta be hard to find a job if you eat someone. What if, you know, like, O.J. Simpson, he pretty much killed his wife, but, like, didn't. He's not charged with it.
Uh-huh.
He's not allowed to make money off the books he writes about it.
Oh.
So I think they should have done something similar for this guy. Say, okay, you can write all the books you want, but you're not getting paid.
I wonder if that's an American law.
Probably.
So, since he is a Japan person, citizen, sorry. A Japan person. A Japanese citizen, and he was, that's so interesting that he... God, so I guess the way to do it is to go to a different country, commit some heinous crime, and then you'll get sent back to your original country and be off the hook. Like, he checked himself out.
That's just insane. That poor girl's family.
I know.
How mad would you be knowing he's out there living his life?
I would be, if I was her mother, I would go kill him.
Yeah.
Like... he ate her.
And then said, sorry, I was crazy. I ate his leg. I don't know what I was doing. I'm crazy.
Oh, that is interesting. I wonder if it's reversed, since he goes on and on about how that's how he expresses love is by eating someone. I wonder if somebody wanted to eat him, if he would be like, yeah.
So I want you to try to eat him.
Slice off some of my thigh. I want you to have it. So weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate this man.
Yeah. So that was gross and not a uplifting story at all.
I loved it. It was interesting.
On a happy note, my next episode is going to be Black Eyed Kids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you want to give people a spoiler for your next episode next week?
It's a spooky boat.
A spooky boat?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Is it going to be the Flying Dutchman from SpongeBob?
Pretty close.
Where they're green and they go, little, little, little.
I remember that.
I love SpongeBob.
Me too.
It holds up.
It really does.
It's a good, like, stupid kids cartoon.
It's still good.
And it's still good. And the thing is, like, a lot of the stupid kid cartoons that we watched as kids, like, mm-hmm. young kids, are so inappropriate now.
Yeah.
Like, Ren and Stimpy? What the fuck?
It's like for adults.
It's on Adult Swim now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, like, did you watch Cow and Chicken?
Yes, I loved that show.
I loved it, too. But remember that one episode where they showed their parents, because remember it was always torsos?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed their parents, and it, like, zoomed out, and they were just torsos. They were just, like, belly button down.
That's creepy.
And up from that was nothing.
That's so creepy. Love that show, though.
Yeah. You know what show really scared me, though, as a kid?
What?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, my God. I could not watch that before bed.
My sister, because she's 4 years older than me, loved that show. And she'd be like, oh, my God, you're such a baby. Watch this with me. Because because there was only one TV in the house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, so scary.
It was pretty scary.
She also made me watch Twilight Zone, which scared me.
That's a good show.
I know you love it. Do you like the new Twilight Zone?
I do. I haven't finished watching it because I lost your login.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
I love it.
So I never watched the old Unsolved Mysteries. Because I didn't.
It was really good.
When was it on?
I think it was like the 90s for sure, but then I think the 80s.
Okay,
so and then maybe early 2000s.
That makes sense why I didn't watch it.
I watched it.
I didn't watch a whole lot of TV other than like children channels in that time frame. Okay, so did you watch that episode, the very first one? Was it where that guy jumped off the roof?
Oh, yeah.
Or got pushed or
pushed something. Who knows? Came off of a roof.
Came off of a roof. And then, like, that episode, I didn't watch the French one because me it either. Was, like, 10 p.m. and I didn't feel like reading the episode. So I skipped that one. Honestly, I skipped the alien one because it was too ridiculous. I watched almost all of it. I watched, like, I don't know, 40 minutes of it, and I was like, fuck this.
I love aliens.
But the people in it were so dumb. It made me hate it. And then I think I've seen the other one, so.
Yeah. I skipped the French one, too, because I was not in the mood for reading. It's not silent reading hour at elementary school.
But yeah, that first one got me.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, what happened?
It's so weird, because, like, on the old ones, they're so old that almost every episode, there's, like, a update. That's how he says it. and they would, like, update you about what has recently, you know, the recent information.
Uh-huh.
So the whole time I was watching it, I was waiting for that update. I was like, oh, it just came out, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Of course there's no update.
That would be cool if it did get an update, because Netflix is a humongous platform.
Yeah.
The amount of people that watch Tiger King is astronomical. Like, everyone on the planet watched that, except for you.
But a lot, like, it solved a lot of mysteries. The original did.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this will, too.
And that was, like, the purpose of it.
Yeah, Unsolved Mysteries.
That was, like, the first kid that was on the milk carton crate. We'll have to tell that story sometime.
Oh, yeah.
That's a interesting and also a very sad story.
It is.
Okay. Well, that's it, guys. I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Have a great Friday.
Have an awesome, fearsome Friday. We will see you guys next week. Faye's gonna hit us up with a spooky ghost ship, maybe?
A spooky boat.
Spooky boat. All right, and follow us on all of our socials. We are on Instagram at Unholy Gossip Girls, Twitter at Girls Unholy, Facebook at Unholy Gossip Girls, and you can email us at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com.
Please email us your scary stories.
Tell us your personal stories, all of your stories, your mom's story, your neighbor's story, even a made-up story that you read on the internet one time.
Just tell us your creepy stories.
Once we collect enough stories, we are going to do a listener episode and just tell your guys' stories. We're just really excited for it. And if you guys feel like it, you can listen to our other podcast, Bachelorette Chow. Is a Futurama rewatch podcast.
It's on a short little break.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.